This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the rain has been coming down and it looks like that's going to be the trend for the rest of the week. We'll start off today's show with rain totals from our area weather watchers. Gary Brown of Chesterfield reported 1.3 inches. Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 1.6. Richard Sarig of Gillespie, 2 inches. The Lang family of Coffeen, 1.7. Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, 1.3. Bill Hubner of Brighton, 1.8 inches. Rich Henry of Staunton, 1.6. And this morning here at the WSMI studios, we had 1 inch. And I'm sure those totals are higher now as we've seen more rain since this morning. Well, warmer weather doesn't usually make us think about heating our homes, but it's actually a good time to plan ahead. CHS Energy Specialist Zach Lancaster says the co-op has several pricing options to choose from, and they can service just about anyone who has a need for propane.
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for us and our patrons to capitalize on. Like we talked earlier, you don't think propane when you think of CHS normally, but it's actually a really big business for us, and we do a really good job at it, I think. So mainly just want to let everyone out there know that we do offer competitive pricing. We do pretty much anything that other propane companies can do, and we offer a lot of programs that they may not offer. But just trying to get the name out there that we do sell propane, and we do a really good job at it.
And you have a big coverage area. You're not just limited to one county or a few towns. Zach, talk to us about all the people that you can service.
Absolutely, absolutely. We go anywhere from, say, Springfield to Pocahontas. We've got a place here in Louder. We've got one in Pocahontas, Carrollton, Greenfield. So you're looking at a huge service area that we can pull propane from and to service our customers, and also that helps with a competitive advantage for us on price as well.
And you work with farmers, you work with just homeowners, you know, you've got a big, a big range of customers.
Right, exactly. And that's what's really nice about my job is I get to work with farmers, and I also get to work with people that aren't farmers, and it helps me kind of expand my horizons, and I get to kind of work with everyone and see everyone's point of view, and I really enjoy that part of it. But yeah, we work farmers, we work residential, anyone that has propane, whether it be a grain dryer or just something for your shop, we help and work with every day. So,
and as you said, it's warming up, it's springtime, so not the busiest time of year for you. I guess that's busy season is probably pretty much over, but did things go pretty smoothly during that cold weather and when you were filling up grain dryers?
Yeah, we definitely kept our guy busy on keeping stuff this winter. Man, it was a pretty brutal winter, and we did a good job. I mean, our drivers are pretty wore out. I probably owe them a nice steak dinner, come this spring when it warms up a little bit. But man, they do a good job. We got a good group of people that work for us, and they kept us busy this winter. But I'll tell you what, you know, this time of year people don't think about propane. It's warm enough, the last thing you're thinking about is heating your house. And to be honest with you, that's my job, is to worry about that. So every day I come to work and try to get people the best pricing I can so they can support their family in the best way. And that's what means a lot to me.
Well, that sounds great, Zach. And whether it's a homeowner or a farmer, if someone hasn't done business with you before but would like more information or are interested, what are the steps that they need to take to find out more?
Yeah, so the best way is you can either call me on my cell phone. My number is 217-473-4592. Or you can call our Greenfield office at 217-368-2422. 5-8.
All right, Zach, sounds good. Sounds like CHS has a lot of things that they can offer to provide customers with propane. I know we don't want to talk about the propane market, but would you like to make any comments about it, whether we think price is going to go up or down, or comments about where we're at today?
Well, you know, it's we're coming into summer fill, and I think that's going to be the best option for everyone at this point, depending on where your tank is level-wise, you know. But I'll tell you, we've got some other programs to kind of combat that. bad timing of year that can help people and not have to worry about it throughout the year. And I'd be willing and love to talk to anyone about any of those programs. I think we have a lot to offer there.
Zach Lancaster, Certified Energy Specialist for CHS. And we'll have more ag news following these messages. Well, exciting news was announced last week for Lincoln Land Community College's agriculture program. $18 million was left to the department by Irene and Charles Crayer of Blue Mound after their passing. The college has big plans for the funds, and a local student got to express his gratitude during the announcement last Thursday. Dominic Rupert of Witt is wrapping up his second year in Lincoln Land's ag program and said the faculty did a good job keeping the secret.
Lincoln Land's great. Just the atmosphere and the students that I work with along with the advisors, it's really just like the great program we had at Nokomis transferred over to the collegiate level. Had the chance to be a part of the livestock judging team. We just finished up our last national contest, but it was just an unbelievable experience.
So how much schooling do you have left at Lincoln Land?
I only have 8 weeks left, which is hard to believe.
That has definitely flown by. So great to hear that things are going well. Today, you had the chance to give a speech to a big crowd, and it's big news for Lincoln Land Community College. Talk to us about the news that we heard today and what you had to tell folks.
Unbelievable news. We've heard a little bit of chatter about Lincoln Land's Ag Club, or not, I shouldn't say Ag Club, Ag Program receiving a donation. We had little whispers about what we thought it may be, but I will give credit to the powers to be that they kept this an unbelievable secret, which made today all the more special. There was a couple in Blue Mound that actually left their earnings to Lincoln Land along with some farm ground, and the final donation amount, which will be given in installments, is $18 million, which is just a hard number to fathom, but just think about all the opportunities and things to make that comes with that is just unreal.
That's so exciting, and things are going to be changing at Lincoln Land, and you may not be here to see those changes as a student, but maybe you can come back and check them out. Very exciting. You have 8 weeks left, so what's next for you, Dom? Are you continuing your education?
Yeah, I'll be continuing my education. I think I'm going to go to Kansas State University and finish out studying agriculture education.
All right, well, best of luck. Going to continue showing livestock and stay involved with that?
Yep, I think I got, 2 years left, so we're going to make the most of it.
Sounds good. And last question, how are things going at home on the farm? Are you guys getting ramped up for spring?
Things are going well. Started changing oil and shovels and things like that on equipment this past week and calving out cows and farrowing sows, so things are going well.
Dominic Rupert, second-year Lincoln Land student from Witt. Well, in other news, steel and aluminum tariffs crafted by the Trump administration based on national security have severely damaged the multilateral trade system, according to officials from China. A Chinese trade official said the nation will take legal actions through the World Trade Organization to maintain the stability and authority of multilateral trade. The comment came late last week as China announced a list of 128 products to target in retaliatory measures, including U.S. soybeans and pork. China made a World Trade Organization filing Monday to seek consultations regarding the issue. China calls the move by the U.S. a safeguard measure as outlined in World Trade Organization rules. Being the two biggest economies in the world, China says the U.S. and China must focus on cooperation to promote trade relations between the two countries. The first flight of tariffs from China focuses on fruit, wines, and ethanol, among other products, worth an estimated $1 billion. The second flight, should China move forward, covers pork, recycled aluminum, and other products. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.